And now, young Widder Brown. Yesterday, after reading the diary of Louise Simpson, in which Louise has written so passionately of her love and devotion to Dr. Anthony Loring, Ellen Brown sought the comfort of her friend, Noreen Temple. But talking with Noreen only served to deepen the wound in Ellen's heart. And this morning, in desperation, Noreen has come to see Anthony at Health Center Hospital. Now, Noreen is saying,
"It's the strangest thing, Anthony. For the first time since I've known Ellen, I feel wiser than she is."
Noreen, you know that there was nothing between Louise Simpson and me, don't you?
I'd have been terribly surprised if there had been, Anthony. I really can't understand Ellen giving it so much thought, so much credence.
Ellen doesn't want to talk to me. She just doesn't want to see me.
She's awfully down about it, Anthony.
Well, I've seen Louise. I saw her last night. I told her that I'd quit Health Center Hospital if she didn't retract all the inferences she's been making about herself and me.
It's amazing, the things that girl wrote in her diary about you. You were certainly the romantic lover of all time.
Mm, that's great. Louise was a pest and a nuisance toward the end of her father's stay in Chicago, but I couldn't be cruel to her after all.
Of course not, Anthony.
And because I was helpful, because I felt sorry for the financial jam she was in over her invalid father, and because I felt, as I still feel, that a doctor can be sympathetic, too. Look what happened years later, when I'd almost forgotten the girl.
Personally, I think Louise is out of her mind. A psychopathic liar. I think her brother-in-law, Christopher Simpson's as bad as she is, and Madeline Harper, that fiancé of his. Well, I just run out of adjectives about her.
Noreen, only to you can I say this. If Louise ruins what there is between Ellen and me, there'll be trouble.
I don't think she can, Anthony, permanently.
She talked last night like someone out of her mind. She swears she's going to marry me.
Anthony! Louise didn't say that.
Oh, yes, she did.
I told Ellen Louise was crazy. Because anyone who could write a diary like that is either 14 or crazy. I've kept a diary, but all that's ever in it is how it rained yesterday and how I started Davy on getting his teeth fixed.
Well, it may come to a terrific issue between Louise and me. The hospital and so on. That on top of what she's doing to Ellen and me.
You need Ellen's support right now, and for once, she's letting you down. Wait, Anthony.
Hmm?
There it is, my approach to Ellen.
What do you mean?
Ellen's got to back you against what Louise says. Ellen's got to stand firm behind you, and before she knows it, she'll have gotten over all her qualms.
Just a second, Noreen. Hello?
Anthony?
Oh, hello.
Anthony, I think I ought to talk to you after all.
I'll come right over, sweetheart.
No, I'll come there. I have to anyway. I have to put in some hours for Nurse Aid. I'll come to your office.
All right. You know I'll be waiting.
I'll come. Goodbye.
That was Ellen, Noreen.
As if I didn't know. You started to beam the minute you heard her voice.
It's not precisely the same voice, though. Seems so strange for Ellen to be like this with me of all people, because to talk freely has always been the solution to our problems.
I know.
And now, well, she's coming over, but I think whatever we say, things have already changed between us. It's there in her quiet acceptance of the truth from someone else, which makes a liar out of me.
No, Anthony, don't.
Why not? Isn't it so?
Perhaps, but...
But what? Louise has done a job, Noreen. Whether it's a permanent one or not, doesn't matter. The fact remains she's managed to upset things. She's managed that very well.
And in her home, Louise Simpson is too concerned with another development to be aware of her victory. Well, Madeline Harper has arrived, bag and baggage. And ignorant of the fact that Madeline and Christopher Simpson were married yesterday, Louise is now saying,
"Well, Madeline, it wouldn't be truthful to say welcome. No, Louise, it wouldn't. This is not the time for sarcasm, is it? No. I thought I'd take the room in the East Wing. Did you? Well, after all, Christopher and I are only engaged, and I don't want to make talk."
"Then how much simpler it would have been not to have come at all."
"Oh, no. No, I had to come."
"Why?"
"To look after Christopher. He's my responsibility. Alex, your late husband, was his brother, but Alex left him so badly provided for. And, of course, injured him so he can't work. With that crippled foot, Christopher can never work again."
"What are you leading up to, Madeline?"
"Lots of things, Louise. Almost anything. I can sue the Simpson estate for Christopher's injury. Alex is dead, but I'm sure the estate can be held responsible."
"You talk as if only you would have the lawyer."
"Then, of course, I can do lots of beautiful damage in the town by way of gossip. How would you like it if I got on Ellen Brown's bandwagon?
If I went around proving to everybody that you got a stranglehold on Anthony Loring and were trying to wrest him away from Ellen.
Madeline, you've been on both sides of the fence so often. I doubt if you can ever find anybody to believe in you again.
I know what you mean, dear. But have you any idea how many people envy a very wealthy widow? Do you know that your great good fortune in Alex's death, plus his money, is making a lot of people dislike you?
So?
Well, people are petty, Louise. They might want to see you not quite so victorious about everything.
How nice it's going to be having you living here, Madeline.
I thought you'd think so.
You know, of course, that I can have both you and Christopher put out by law. All I have to do is to take it up with Herbert Temple.
Who would make it clear to you that it wouldn't look very well.
I don't care what it looks like. This is my house now, all mine. And I don't want you or Christopher in it.
We'll go any time you come to terms, Louise.
I suppose you think you can blackmail me the way you tried to when you stole my diary. Well, I showed you then how afraid I was of you, didn't I?
You called my bluff. Well, this time it isn't a bluff. And anyway, it's played into my hands rather nicely. You're making Ellen read that diary.
Look here, Matt. You're an embittered woman because you failed at a pretty nasty scheme you thought up. But don't think for a moment that you're going to fleece me of the money that my husband left me.
I think it's a shame that we're so unfriendly to one another, Louise. You know, my brains added to yours might make a good thing out of all this.
How much better can it be than it is now? I'm not sharing, Madeline. Will you try to remember that? The allowance that goes to Christopher is all the money that's available. Now, please try to accept that.
Two people to live on that allowance?
I said once before that you could go to work.
Yes. Yes, work. Yes. Yes, work. Yes. Yes, work. Yes. Yes, work. Yes. Yes, believe me. And I think you're going to be rather sorry that you told me to go to work.
Where are you going?
To take my bags upstairs, Louise.
I see.
I hope you do. It's rather important that you do, Louise. As I said before, I'll take the room in the east wing. Is Christopher upstairs now? I must have a little chat with him.
Meanwhile, in contrast to the outspoken threats of two greedy women, Ellen is now at Health Center Hospital, saying to Anthony,
I just feel so sorry for you, Anthony, darling. I don't know what to do.
Thank you, Ellen. I appreciate that. But the thing to do is to accept what you read in Louise Simpson's diary as being lies and not let it touch you, not let it hurt you.
I can't help it. It does, and it can.
Why? That's what I keep asking myself. Why? Because, darling, after all, we've been challenged before. I have, as well as you. But I never doubted you. You never doubted me.
I know. I ask myself that, too, and I think I have the answer.
Well, I'd like to hear it.
Right or wrong, Louise came to believe that you would look after her always.
Ellen.
Oh, please, darling, I've thought this through. Don't interrupt. Don't make it more difficult. Because I'm not very happy about it.
All right, go on.
Louise loved you. Whatever there is in the story, whatever is the truth, that one fact stands out, Anthony. Louise loved you, looked to you for help, depended on you.
I won't accept that kind of bondage. She took advantage of my kindness as a doctor. She misconstrued my sympathy.
She loved you. She idolized you. And because of you, she made an unhappy marriage to Alex Simpson.
Ellen, that...
You have a responsibility to her, Anthony.
I have no such thing.
Well, I'd feel if I'd made someone as miserable as Louise was, I'd feel that I'd been responsible. That I couldn't wipe such a person out of my life.
Then you're being foolish.
All right, then I'm being foolish, Anthony.
Darling, we're bound to quarrel when we talk as far apart as this, when you won't see reason.
I see so much reason in everything Louise does, Anthony.
In everything Louise does. Louise. Why suddenly is she so important? More important than what you and I mean to each other. Why?
Anthony...
It's no use, darling. When you said you wanted to talk this over with me, you didn't mean that at all. You merely meant you wanted to put in words how you felt. All right, you have. I know. I know now how you feel.
What advantage will Louise Simpson take of her victory over Anthony and young widow Brown?